favorite shows. The Free Bone App. Sponsored by Mark Spain Real Estate. Now, back to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, The Mike Calter Show.
Welcome back to The Mike Calter Show at 1025 The Bone. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025 if you'd like to get through to us. I saw this story yesterday. I'll be honest, I didn't read it. I saw it on the news. And I read the headline. A Tennessee family was visiting Walt Disney World, and they said an Apple AirTag was used to track them. So did that mean somebody slipped the Apple AirTag into their bag? Like, how did they get that? Did anybody know?
Well, yeah, that's what they believe, that somebody...
Wasn't their AirTag.
No, they think somebody planted it on their daughter.
Jennifer Gaston said that the family was headed back to their car on the monorail when they made the AirTag discovery, getting a notification saying that the owner of an AirTag device had been tracking them. The Gaston family was visiting from Tennessee. They were terrified and confused and hurt and scared. She literally watched it follow us from the tram all the way to the back to our vehicle. Gaston's daughter said that the device was tracking them for several hours during their time at the park. The family could not find the AirTag when they got to their car. They drove away and called the police. Her daughter continued to track the device's location, and it showed that it was still in the parking lot. As she was refreshing it, it showed that the AirTag was still in our parking spot. So somehow, when we were frantically shaking out our clothes and dumping everything out, it fell out. Or did the kid throw it out? Did the kid freak out?
Yeah, I didn't know you could. I know if somebody has an AirTag around your phone, it'll tell you that it'll notify your phone that there's an AirTag. But I didn't know you could track that AirTag.
Yes.
Well, because there was a lot of people that were like going on dates, on Tinder dates and stuff like that, and putting in girls' purses so they knew where they lived.
And stealing cars, too. Like someone sees a nice car, they put the AirTag on there. They can see when you park your car.
I have those, but I've never used them. I actually got them because I was going to glue one of them to Ralphie, my tortoise.
Yeah, escape artist.
Ralphie got out of his pen, and he walked all the way down the block to the stop sign in my cul-de-sac. That's a far distance for a tortoise to walk. And one of my neighbors thankfully saw him and knew that it was not a tortoise. A sulcata tortoise would not be living in
somebody's
those
pet.
Yeah, she's like, I'm pretty sure that's your pet. So, when they called me, I was like, there's no way. And then I was like, oh my God, it is you. So I thought about just like super gluing it to his shell. And this way, if he ever did get out and got into the woods, I can go find them. But I can't think of any other reason that I would use it. We use a Life 360 app for my son because he's untrustworthy. So that we can know where he is at all times. But my wife wanted to put that on my phone, and I was, how dare you? I'm not putting it there. I can know where I am at all times. And I would never, I would throw an AirTag in her car, except now I know that it rats me out.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
It'll notify her phone that she's being tracked with an AirTag.
No idea.
Because
what's the whole point?
They connect to other phones. That's how they pick up the signal and send it back to whoever's AirTag.
But that's also a way so you can't sue Apple. Because let's say you're tracking her and then you stalk her, rape her, and kill her.
Whoa.
And,
my wife.
Jumped a few steps.
I know. Sorry. But that's what people are using them for. So you're tracking her, you steal her car, and then she comes back and says, well, it's Apple's fault because they allowed you to track her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or they're trying to also blame Disney, maybe. I don't know.
Mm. I don't know what. I don't know how Disney fits into this other than the fact that they were just there, you know?
Yeah.
And it is the one thing that helped them. I mean, they were ratted out at Disney.
Yeah. So. They're just so easy to, because they're like, I think they cost like $25-$30.
Right.
And they're so easy to set up and put on something.
Well, I mean, Apple is at least taking steps to, you know, warn people. Like when you get an AirTag, the first message you receive is to say, hey, you track your own belongings. Don't track other people.
Yeah.
It's frowned upon. Thank you, Apple.
But can't they? I would bet Apple would be able to tell them whose AirTag that was, or at least who bought it.
Maybe.
Well,
yeah.
This says that they're trying to do a bunch of updates. They just haven't released when the updates are going to come out. Like if there's a speaker on your AirTag, it'll alert you with the speaker. So if you are being tracked, you can find it on your person and throw it out. But again, they haven't released when they're planning on.
Because it has to be. That. I imagine it also has to be connected to your Apple ID, which is connected to your iPhone.
You'd think, right?
But here's the other thing too: is people that don't have, you know, that have Android or whatever may not be able to see that. And then also people that can see it, I'm sure there's plenty of people that are like, "What an Apple iTag?
Yeah,
I don't know, you know, have no idea what it is."
Yeah, if you don't, if you're running an Android phone, I don't think it's going to notify you that you have an AirTag at all.
I don't know. I have the, now it's making me want to try mine. I've had them forever and I haven't used them for anything.
Oh, let's stick one on medicine, man.
Oh my God. What if we do it and we make it public where everybody could just follow? Like we get his permission and be like,
And we set up like a bingo card if he goes to your area.
Yeah. Oh my God, that'd be great.
You know how they put the ankle monitor around criminals? They'll do that. I found out from listening to Dateline that, and I don't know whether this is the way that it still is, but there was a guy who was a creep and they had an ankle monitor on him and there was a woman that something happened to her and they're like, well, we think it was him. They don't track in real time. They have to get that download and then see where he was. Like, shouldn't it be tracking in real time? So you can be like, hey, creep is there. Let's go get him.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. No. I don't know. I just assume that that's how it was.
No, they actually just download the information. So they'll be like, oh, this month he was here, whatever, but not in real time.
That's interesting.
It may be different now. This was a little while ago, but who knows?
Well, listen, I don't want to tell law enforcement how to do their jobs, and maybe buy some Apple AirTags, throw them on some people, and you know, see how it goes.
I'm going to try that. Would you do that? Would you let everybody watch you for a couple of days?
No, I don't think so.
Why? Just for a couple days?
What are you hiding?
He's at an Only Up shop.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't understand. Why wouldn't you do that?
I think you understand.
I think you understand.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
So just don't do anything bad for 2 days.
What are you doing? What are you hiding?
I'm not hiding anything.
Right. You would know.
I mean, I would.
Yeah. We should put it on Joe. We should put it on Joe just in case there's a silver alert. We could just check and make sure he's okay.
Joe's never leaves. It's just one spot.
Honestly, that's the real reason why I'm not really going anywhere. So it'd just be me at the house.
I think that's what he says.
Yeah. I mean,
we believe you.
Think about it.
Is your brother at your house?
No, not anymore. No.
Oh, it's over already?
It's over.
Well, that's not bad. That wasn't so bad.
No,
it's not so bad.
It's just you and Pap-Pap?
It's me and Pap-Pap.
Alone again, JD.
Yep. Drinking again, right. JD.
We got to make a shirt.
We really do.
For sure.
We should. I want to make a doll of Joe, and when you pull the string, it has all of his sayings like, all right.
My insides are made of glass. Yeah. My insides are made of glass.
I would buy a Joe Funko Pop.
So would I.
I don't know if you saw, but I did buy Joe Pap-Pap approved stickers. Seen those?
Yo, I've been putting them around my car.
Have you?
Oh, yeah.
All right, I haven't seen any yet.
Yeah.
We got Pap-Pap approved stickers. So what if we just make a Pap-Pap? We use the Pap-Pap approved logo of Joe just standing there, and it just says, "Drunk again, JD."
Drinking again.
You're a real drag.
Oh man.
Yeah.
You're a real drag.
Yeah.
I was very surprised at how many people said that to us at the Limp Bizkit show.
Oh yeah. That putting out the vibes. You're a real drag, and drinking again, JD, are like the most popular things. I hope Zoe knows she's become a superstar now.
And pull the string. I don't know how to do that with video.
Yeah.
Gio's better at that than me.
Gio just sent a new picture of Joe.
Nude picture.
No, not nude. Not nude.
All right.
Have you seen it, Joe?
No.
Well, I'll put it up on Instagram so you can go.
Boy.
You and the rest of the people can go look up for it. This is you randomly in the office.
With a firearm.
With an AK-47.
Yep.
Oh, no.
Looking confused.
Boy. Well, that's usually how I look when I'm holding a gun.
It's a machine gun, too.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm even more confused.
It's a AK-47 from Shark Coast Tactical, so I'll tag them in there as well. You can go check it out right now.
You had your eyes closed during the break, Mike, but I'm pretty sure
I was meditating. Pap-Pap, making it like I fell asleep.
Well, yeah, but Pap-Pap was trying to blow holes in your ceiling. Gio's my witness.
Trust me, there's no ammo for that gun anywhere near where you are.
Oh, man.
I was like, Joe, you should put that down. Man. That's not.
Please.
This is the beginning of how all disasters start.
I didn't think it was loaded.
Yeah. Well, next thing you know.
I didn't think it was loaded. Tell it to the cops.
He's rummaging through your ammo cases. It's bad.
No good.
What does this do?
Try and smoke weed out of it.
Oh, yeah.
Shot him again, JD.
Yeah.
Shot him again.
Yeah, you know. Accidentally shot some people at work today.
Yeah. Drinking booze out of it.
Been there, Joe.
Yeah.
All right. Tomorrow on the show, it is Wednesday, which means Galvin will have a brand new open letter. Our boy Ronnie D is coming by for Deep Inside the Music. And then don't forget, Calvin, we got practice tomorrow.
Yeah. Cool. Did and you think I was going to forget?
Nope. I was just reminding you. Then Thursday on the show, TJ Miller will be here. You know TJ Miller from Silicon Valley, from Deadpool, and a whole bunch of other great movies. He'll be hanging out with us. Then on Friday, Paul Verzi will be here, and my number one best friend, Bobby Kelly, in town to shoot his taping of his comedy special in St. Petersburg at Coastal Creative on Saturday. Thank you to Dominic Ferriello for joining us today and for taking your legal calls. You can catch him on his own show, Ask the Dom, tomorrow night here on the station. You can also go to his website, askthedom.com, at any time. Follow us on Instagram, at the Mike Calta Show. Anything else?
I think that's it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed today's show thoroughly. Looking forward to tomorrow.
Hell yeah.
Have a great day. The after show is up next, followed by Roger and JP, followed by John and Will, followed by John and Will.
Nope.
No.
Oh, followed by Mo and Spike, then followed by John and Will.
Yeah.
There you go. Easy enough. Have a great day. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Goodbye.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.